Bruce Barkley is a veteran of the Senior Executive Service, now a teacher of public administration and program management at the Keller Graduate School of Management in Atlanta, Georgia. He's writing about this for the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Bruce, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Thank you for being here. What was the original intent when you started to do this work and collect this information? Thanks for being on the program today.
I appreciate it. The proposal was to look at the collaboration that was going on between the SES career and appointed senior executives, and to look at the not only the process but the content of that collaboration. And the IBM Center, as you know, has supported this kind of research to figure out how to improve the operational aspect of government.
You write in this, many current SES executives have the skills and competencies to collaborate, but the opportunities, incentives, and support systems for managing and leading cross-agency initiatives are not now there. This is an issue, as you well know, Bruce, the government struggled with for a long time. What are the markers that we should look for? What are the things that we should look to see put in place to try to break this logjam finally?
Well, I think that part of the issue is the allegiance to an agency and to a broader, narrow mission in the agency itself. In other words, I think you have to remove the disincentive of working in a narrow agency and broaden the perspective of the SES people so they're free enough to use those talents to address national priorities. I think if you look at the cross-agency priorities under the Government Performance and Results Act, they're much broader than the agency missions. The agency missions do not line up well in a way with the problems the government faces.
The original intent of this development of the Senior Executive Service, Bruce, was that the people would move around. What's prevented that from happening? Is it a cultural thing, or is it the preference of the people, or where did we kind of go wrong there? And the reason I'm asking is not to point fingers at somebody or some group of people, but to try to understand how we kind of turn that around and head back, as you're talking about, to the original intent of the SES, which isn't bound by that allegiance to a particular agency.
Well, that's a great question. I lived through this myself. It really is difficult to move from one agency to another in the senior executive service. Generally, agencies don't like to lose people, particularly good people. And the incentives for performance are really built around meeting an agency mission and not an interagency or cross-agency mission. So you take risks when you move out into the kind of interagency process. There are really no incentives to move out into the cross-agency policy arena, and there are lots of disincentives. So in general, we have an awful lot of good people who are bound, I think, by narrow goals and objectives and really can't free themselves to help out broad federal issues.
Bruce Barkley of the Keller Graduate School of Management in Atlanta is writing about the Senior Executive Service for the IBM Center for the Business of Government. You have two major recommendations here, Bruce, and I want to talk about those in the short time that we have left. The first one is to create a small, high-level cadre of cross-agency executives, and you write this should be a subset of the existing SES. With the fact that there are only, 7,000 or 8,000 SESers in government now, why not just make them all like that?
Well, I think that's down the road. I believe that that's where we're going. I think this is the first step to prove the concept. That is, you open up 50 to 100 positions and compete them among current SES people for the delivery on cross-agency priorities. And then you evaluate and assess how well that worked and broaden it. I think eventually this is the reason the SES was set up. And I think we've lost that in the sort of agency-centric process that everybody is in. So this is the first step, in my opinion, to broadening that whole executive core.
And the second recommendation, Bruce, is creating a cross-agency SES corporate management office responsible for deployment of a government-wide SES pool to work on cross-agency projects. It sounds like that office would just kind of be a coordinator for all of the efforts that the SESers who are specifically charged with working across government would be doing to make sure they're all essentially pushing the wheel the same direction. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think the issue is, where would you place that office? Is that an offshoot of the Office of Management and Budget, or is that in the President's Management Council? Or at some point, you have to elevate a central homeroom, if you will, for these senior execs that is outside of their current agency context, and yet related to the performance of the agencies themselves. This is a touchy issue because the Executive Office of the President doesn't tend to staff up to run things. And I think this is the beginning of trying to staff up a sort of CEO function that rises above the agencies.
The ultimate goal of this, then, based on all of the things that you found throughout your research and the recommendations that you came up with, what's the nut? Boil it down for me, Bruce.
Well, the issue is this. As long as you have senior execs tied to agency programs and budgets and advocacy, we will not get the kind of broad achievement of goals such as job training or broadband expansion or IT expansion or control, unless you have a staff of execs to back up the cross-agency goals. Right now, all the mandates from the Government Performance and Results Act and the OMB cross-agency priorities are really unstaffed, and the goal leaders have to beg, borrow, and steal execs whose allegiance is generally in the agency. So we need a broad whole government approach, and we need executives who are trained to perform on it.
Bruce, thanks very much for your insight today. We have a link to your work at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I thank you for coming on to talk about it today.
Very good. Thank you very much.